seemed like it was time for us to take a look at the current situation in hospital management and in medicine and see if it was time for a change for how Sitka Community Hospital kind of addressed its problems and issues. And we're really just banding together with 200-plus other hospitals and sharing purchasing, sharing administrative expertise, sharing the training for our employees, updating the ever-changing Medicare and the regulations and rules. It brings you experts out there that can come and help you change your whole system in a day or a week rather than us trying to find who can come in, how do we train these people. We've got an immediate resource. One CEO from a hospital, when I asked him about management options with medicine, he said, well, all I have to do is pick up my phone and I've got access to an expert in any area that I have a question or problem in. So I think those were the kind of things that drove us to look at a management option. And when we started looking at the different options out there, it became apparent that one seemed to stand out above the others, and that was Quorum. And they manage over 200 hospitals, and they seem to bring the expertise, I think, that can help us in these troubled economic times survive, and I think more than survive, probably prosper. And the fact that they manage Juno right just across the waters here is going to give us a chance for more partnerships and even more economical training for our staff. If you picture, they bring someone up to train in Juno, that same person can train over here, or we can send our staff over there for training. So I think overall, it's time for a change, and it's time for us to band together. The small hardware store is unfortunately going out of business, and the conglomerates are there because they've got the purchasing power and the training. So it's the same model, I think, for our hospital.
So you're picking up economies of scale with Quorum, and Quorum manages Bartlett Hospital in Juno. Did the board feel that they were giving anything up? I mean, do you still get to choose your own CEO? Is there something on the other side of the balance sheet for going to a management company?
They're in it as a business, and so they have a management fee. And what they've done is outline for us how our return on our investment is substantially more than their management fee. And the relationship stays the same. The board is responsible. It's going to be a locally employed CEO and CFO who will work with Quorum to bring the efficiencies that they claim they can bring to our hospital. In Juno, the CEO and CFO are actually Quorum employees. And for a variety of reasons, we're not going that way. So the CEO will still answer to the local hospital board. The difference will be is that the CEO will also be working with Quorum and taking advantage of what they can offer our hospital in order to improve our efficiency and effectiveness.
What about hospital capital requests to the city? Will that relationship remain the same? I mean, currently the hospital gets excise tax on tobacco for capital expenses. Does going with a management company alter any of the hospital's relationship to municipal government?
No, that's a good question. No, we're still owned by the city and responsible to the city for shared financial considerations. So all of those arrangements will stay in place. Capital expenses will either have to come out of the hospital income or be a shared expense with the city. So Quorum is not buying the hospital. All they're doing is providing a management service.